CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says his government is on track to approve the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. BBC's Neil Nunez is following developments.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office said the Security Cabinet would meet on Friday to ratify the agreement. Earlier, the far-right Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said he would resign if it was approved, calling it a reward for Hamas.
I will again call upon the Prime Minister, and I told him that in our conversation, please do not take us backwards. Stop this terrible deal.
With fire crews making progress against the blazes in and around Los Angeles, most of the displaced people will have to wait for at least another week before they'll be able to see what's left of their homes. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
Many are enduring an agonizing wait, relying on information passed down from damage inspection specialists.
I'll take a photo.
Natasha Fouts is one of 60 specialists working the fires, assessing up to 40 homes a day.
If it's destroyed and if it is damaged, then we'll mark it.
The data Fouts gathers is verified and sent to local officials. And that info is then used by aid organizations like the Red Cross and FEMA to determine who needs money and housing right away.
Outgoing Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden was given a 21-gun salute at a Virginia military base in a Department of Defense farewell ceremony. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
This was a real opportunity to do exactly what he wanted, which was to bid farewell, but also to say thank you to the U.S. military and to recognize what a key part they play in all of the foreign policy decisions that President Biden has made and also has built his legacy on.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of Homeland Security nominee South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will get underway in the morning. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Having served at DHS, I will be very focused on hearing whether Governor Noem commits to ensuring that there's humane treatment of individuals that may be taken into custody prior to being deported, and also how she plans to get funding for the mass deportations that the president is indicating that he'll pursue.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is asking President Biden to extend the mandated sale of TikTok for 90 days so it won't start going out of service on Sunday.
TikTok has become an integral part of our lives, and that's 170 million Americans.
A Supreme Court ruling on TikTok could come during the day Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair.
Chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Acclaimed movie director David Lynch has died.
Lynch was an artist and printmaker who announced his intention to work in film in 1977 with the surreal Eraserhead. The films he made over the next few decades could be dark, among them Elephant Man.
I am not an animal! I am a human being!
He also made Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive, and the eclectic and eccentric TV series Twin Peaks. Longtime film critic Leonard Maltin.
You couldn't mistake a David Lynch film for anybody else's. His work had his fingerprints all over it.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
61-year-old comedian and host Conan O'Brien is the newest recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy. O'Brien will be honored March 23 in a special ceremony of tributes in Washington, at which he will receive a bronze bust of Mark Twain. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight with lows in the mid-20s. A southerly breeze will develop. It'll be gusty on Friday, pushing our temperatures up into the lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies. More clouds Friday night. Temperatures this weekend will be frigid. Right now, it's 28.
There's nothing wrong with some trumpets and some cowbell at this part of the morning on WRJN local news and timeless hits. Rich LoCascio with you. Went a little crazy with that Christopher Walken impression, but it's all good. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I got some great Stevie Wonder, Buddy Holly, The Temptations coming up for you. We start with one of my personal favorite Stevie tracks. It's If You Really Love Me.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all So I've taken out this time to say,
to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Vandellas on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. You spoke, we listened, we brought back those timeless hits for you. And whether you've been in Wisconsin all day or you just got home from Illinois, we got those timeless hits to make you smile. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing, doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Doo, 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 looking out my back door.
dance for you, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, yes, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I need you. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue. With a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl, and I want you.
WRJN Local News Timeless Hits with Buddy Holly. Let's keep that bass going. Bill Medley, what do you got for us? WJN, local news, timeless hits with the Righteous Brothers. And we're still reeling from that sad news that happened yesterday. Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90, and I normally don't do this. I posted something on Facebook yesterday, and I want to read it here for you. It's my tribute to Bob Uecker. In the nearly 20 years that I've lived in Racine and Kenosha, I know how special Bob Uecker was to every Milwaukee Brewers fan. Before then, I was already introduced to his comedic wit and charm through his many appearances on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Mr. Belvedere, Major League, and of course, being the special guest ring announcer for Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3. He was also in the booth at NBC when Derek Jeter's controversial home run happened in Game 1 of the 1996 American League Championship Series. This is a sad day for the Brewers organization, the Brewers fans, and baseball fans all over the world that got to experience his impeccable comedic timing on television or hear him call a ball game on the radio. My deepest condolences to all affected by this sad news today. And the way that I want to honor Bob is to play the number one song from when he first took the mic at County Stadium opening day 1971. That song is coming up next here on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear my
WRJN, local news, timeless hits. The number one song from April 10th, 1971, when Bob Uecker, for the first time, took the play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers at the Old County Stadium. Just My Imagination with the Temptations. And I feel like baseball season should really start ramping up. I know we got a little bit more than 2 months, but I can just feel it. Sitting up in the 400 seats at American Family Field, smelling the hot dogs, and feeling that summer breeze.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and worldwide on the Civic Media app. We have the grassroots, the Ides of March coming up for you in just a little bit. But I want to thank the good Lord for the nighttime and the fact that it's Friday.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. For the nighttime, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
It's the
time to groove. I thank the Lord for the
nighttime.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Forget the day.
Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation.
It's time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
We'll be right back. rescue me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. Yeah, won't you? I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
The Ides of March from Berwyn, Illinois. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Rich LoCascio here on this early Friday morning. Now, people have told me over the years that my heart is as big as my stomach. Well, I'm about to prove to you that my stomach is as big as my heart. Downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk, Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili. Good chili in the wintertime. You can't argue with that. See fun ice sculpting and have the kids play along with the scavenger hunt. Don't remember the last time I've done a scavenger hunt. It's been too long, though. It all runs from noon to 4, Saturday, February 22nd in downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking on the Racine downtown link at our website, WRJN.com. More timeless hits on the way here on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
For For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. CBS News is coming up right at the top of the hour. Rich LoCascio bidding you adieu on this early Friday morning. But before I ride off into the sunset, listen to these words from the Five Stair Steps.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
To be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Right now,
and give us a way to see.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The world is waiting for Israel's Security Cabinet to give its approval to the Gaza ceasefire deal that has Hamas agreeing to a phased release of its hostages. The full Israeli government will then ratify the deal, despite some opposition.
There are a lot of people who take the prime minister at his word that the goal of this is to completely destroy Hamas. Hamas has clearly not been completely destroyed. And there are some people who argue that if that's the goal hasn't been reached, we should keep fighting. There are others who argue the important thing is saving innocent Israeli lives.
That's John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies. In California, the state attorney general is cracking down on price gouging, making it harder for victims of the Los Angeles